and half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, 29 minutes before the top of the hour. Ricky's Wild Morning Show. It is Messy Friday. Gary got the 10 o'clock of the day.
Yep, and it's being brought to you by Radio One Fest, powered by BlackPlanetRadio.com. Going down in Miami on Saturday, July 7th, with performances by T.I., Young Jeezy, Wale, Ice Cube, and more. Get tickets now at RadioOneFest.com. Brought to you by City Trends, the Platinum League, and the U.S. Army. Also, if you have anybody that wants to be an intern, let us know, because the ones here are insubordinate. Go ahead, Gary.
All right, now. Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Friday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, y'all. And here's what's happening in celebrity news. Y'all, they're saying that it's a good album waiting to happen, honey. That's Kim Kardashian and her little man, little Kanye West. Y'all, they're saying that Kanye is about to write an album, honey. Now, it's being reported, y'all, that Kim and Kanye are both, y'all, discreetly listing their Beverly Hills homes up for sale because they're saying that they may move in together. Now, they're saying that Kim is asking for $5 million for her home, and they didn't list how much Kanye was asking for his. But they're saying that both of them have given y'all a pocket listing. Now, I had to talk to my friend Kanye, which is a relative.
They both giving a what?
A pocket listing. That means they don't want to put it on the you know, with the rest of the homes, on the public, whatever. So you have to go through a realtor or whatever to find out what's going on with their homes and whatever. But let me tell y'all something, honey. We know Kanye West may be a little dumb. He did go to college. He dropped out. And we know Kim Kardashian does like black men that's not too intelligent and educated. But he would be a fool to move in with this tramp, honey. I mean, think about it, y'all.
Is he really going through with
that's
this?
What
I thought this was a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
I
think it's got to be.
This is one big long episode of Punk'd.
Something.
So?
It's got to be. It just got to be. It can't be real. I mean, think about it, y'all. Kanye West does not need Kim Kardashian for publicity or money. He's richer than her. But, honey, I mean, I know y'all
what
need...
What is that girl? And I'm not hating. What is she... Is it...
They say her mouth is a sewage. Well,
don't say that.
Well, I mean, that's what y'all like.
It's
sewage
lined,
mouth.
Lined with felt material.
Don't say that.
What is that? Velvet? It must be full of moss. But nevertheless, honey, I tell you, honey, it's just something that brings Leroy, her milkshake bring Leroy to the yard. So, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, I just hope this is just a big publicity this time. But it seems like it's getting a little bit too far. And you know what? I think they both are using each other, honey. She using him for that TV show. He using her for a good album. Because when they break up, he's going to talk about that tramp like a dog.
When he makes those guest spots on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever the reality, that's just going to bring his stock down.
It's going to bring
Kanye
it down.
Kanye West doesn't have to do a reality show and be a sidekick on a...
Right. No, he doesn't. But, honey, he is an African-American man. And, you know, they do these stupid things like that. But anyway, child, moving on, honey. Another celebrity news, a good couple, maybe. Yeah, everybody's talking about the hottest couple in Hollywood, Miss Angela Simmons and Romeo. Now, they were spotted at a Beverly Hills restaurant yesterday having lunch, and they just said they just seemed so smitten with one another. They tweeted about it, how they played ping pong together, and how, you know, they may be happy.
I wonder, was he cutting up her apples for her?
Okay. Is that the one who...
Yes.
Yes. She asked us for some fruit, and we brought her an apple, and she says, can someone cut it up? I took everything. I had to swallow.
No, you already know my grandma came out of me and said, you don't cut up your damn self.
I know, that's right.
She ain't finna sit up here and cut you up some apple slices.
But she's from privilege.
I wouldn't give a rat's ass. Better get in that backyard and cut that grass.
Who buys pre-sliced apples?
I start to cut the white off and just give it a hole.
Oh, I feel sorry for Angela, though, because I think that's probably
the only guest we ever had that just kind of acted up when they came in here.
Yeah.
But we like to okay, you
said a rat's ass.
But anyway, hopefully this couple lasts. But, you know, I didn't think Romeo would really like anybody on Angela's heel. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there also, child. But,
no, I don't get that from him, Gary.
Wait, when he was on Dancing with the Stars.
There are only white dance partners on Dancing with the Stars. Well, it ain't no black chick on there to dance
with. You dance with her and stand by her side. All that hugging and touching stuff, that don't need to happen.
Gary,
the Kahlua Day, y'all, is one of my favorite summer Kahluas. My Kahlua Day is Scandal. On the high end, you say Scandal, and on the low end, say a mushroom. What color is a mushroom? Is it a brownish gray,
like a mauve kind of?
Sometimes khaki.
Like a khaki. No, doggone mauve. And that's like purple.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.